toll-free number. And apparently, if you're smoking a cigarette in New York City, it may have actually not paid the company, or at least whoever sold it to you, did not pay New York tax. 60% of cigarettes sold in New York are smuggled. We can tell you more about that here in a little bit. Also, we'll take your calls about whatever you would like. 855-453 is the toll-free number. That's the point of Free Talk Live. We call it Free Talk Live because you're free to call in and talk about anything that you would like. Within, of course, FCC limits. Not that I support the FCC, but it is what it is, and we've got to protect our station's licenses and such. But otherwise, you can pretty much talk about anything you would like. 855-453 with you tonight. It's Ian.
Daryl.
And Nemi.
All right. So, New York City. Story is from CNN Money. New York has the highest cigarette tax rate of any state, and nearly two-thirds of the state's cigarette market is illegal, according to a think tank. The think tank Tax Foundation on Thursday. They said that 60.9% of cigarettes sold in New York State are smuggled in from other states, which, of course, is pretty much what we expected here on Free Talk Live when we talked about years ago when New York City really cranked up the taxes. I mean, they were already pretty high several years ago, but there was a certain bill, I guess, that passed that really brought up the taxes in the city.
Well, and I remember reading something a couple of years ago that was related to New York State, not just New York City.
This is New York State, by the way, but go ahead.
Where a lot of people are buying the cigarettes from the Indian reservations.
That's right.
That are within New York State, taking them off of the reservation, and then the state basically is coming after them of, oh, you took those off of the reservation. They're now in our jurisdiction. You have to give us taxes.
Yeah, they're really upset about the Indian reservation selling cigarettes. We've covered that in the past on this program. And they're covering the fact that this is New York State, which we had really, on this show, only talked about New York City, where things, of course, are even higher, as the article points out here. The tax rate there is higher than the state. It's $1.50 extra per pack, in addition to the state rate. Now, the state rate is $4.35 per pack. It makes New York the biggest importer of black market cigarettes, and that's apparently the lowest tax rate, by the way, is Missouri, where they only charge 17 cents per pack. So it makes a lot of financial sense for somebody who is interested in making some money to go to a place like Missouri, load up on cartons and cartons of cigarettes, smuggle them into New York State, and then sell them on the streets for, I think they're selling for 50 cents a cigarette on the street, you know, 25, 30, 50 cents, something like that. I'd have to do the division, but, you know, you sell those cigarettes for 50 cents a piece on the street at the street level, and you're going to be making a fair amount of profit.
Yeah, you'll be making, that's what, $10 a pack, roughly? And I am not sure if I've got the same article pulled up that you have. This says that
this is CNN Money.
The states that rank second and third for smuggled cigarettes are Arizona and New Mexico. Also, both states have large Indian reservation areas.
Mm-hmm.
So I wonder if they're counting the cigarettes that are bought on reservations and then taken elsewhere within the state as being smuggled or bootleg cigarettes.
Could very well be. The story here says the report said that tobacco smuggling and the tax rate have risen practically in tandem since 2006. The New York State tax on cigarettes has risen 190% since that time, and the smuggling rate increased 170%. This bears out a report issued last month by the New York Association of Convenience Stores estimating that chronic cigarette tax evasion deprives the state of at least $1.7 billion in tax revenue and 6,700 jobs, which, of course, is contrary to the reason why the taxes are increased in the first place. I mean, the taxes are increased because the state wants to bring more money in. They want to bring revenue in. So, of course, their natural reaction is, well, let's just raise the tax. That'll solve the problem. But they don't account for the fact that people will do what it takes to avoid confiscatory taxation. That if individuals feel as though they're being raked over the coals by the tax man, they're going to get crafty. and they're going to start looking for other options. Some people are going to go online. They're going to buy their cigarettes through an online vendor. They're going to have them shipped to them. New York City, by the way, is claiming that if you buy cigarettes, I think it's New York City, maybe the state as well, but if you buy cigarettes online, that you still owe state taxes, and they've attempted to get records from companies that sell cigarettes online and go after the people that they know purchase the cigarettes within the city.
Some people I know will purchase the roll-your-own tobacco and roll their own cigarettes because it's actually cheaper, because there's
significantly
one of
cheaper.
The taxes that isn't quite as high. So they're saving, you know, about half as much money by rolling their own cigarettes as if they purchase the, you know, pre-rolled from one of the, you know, big-name cigarette companies.
You know, not only that, the roll-your-own thing got so popular in the city, they actually have cracked down now on the roll-your-own stores. There were people who had purchased...
Oh, yeah, there was a federal law that basically shut those down.
That's
really?
Right.
Was it a federal law?
Yep, that's right.
Yeah, you're right about that. The people had, the business owners, entrepreneurs, had seen the market demand for cheap cigarettes, and they decided, well, let's make that happen. So they purchased these $30,000 rolling machines, basically. Not, you know, not your $3 rolling machine, but some fancy machine where you literally dump the tobacco in, and then it comes out and, you know, it rolls it. You put the tubes in, you put the tobacco in, and then it rolls it all up and spits them out for you. And they basically determined that that was considered cigarette manufacturing, even though you were doing the work as the customer. The business owner was not assisting you in any way, shape, or form. They were just simply selling you the supplies and allowing you to use their machine. You weren't even paying for the use of the machine, as I understood how they worked. It's just you come in, you buy the supplies, and then you have access to the machine.
There was a minimal fee for usage of the machine.
I don't know. But if I were running one of those stores and they were coming after me, I would have made sure that my customers had that as a gratis sort of thing. Oh, you want to roll them? Here, you just roll them over there. That sort of thing. But they went after him, and you know, they don't know what to do. The government's only solution is to crack down. Their only solution to any given problem, as they see it, is more enforcement, more you know, government troops or police doing sting operations, more crackdowns, more searches of vehicles. So, of course, their answer here is not going to be, well, maybe we made a mistake by increasing the cigarette taxes by 190% since 2006.
That is absolutely ridiculous.
Right, and it was already one of the highest taxes in the country at that time. They just simply made it even higher. Now, Joe Henchman of the Tax Foundation, who co-authored the report with scholars from the Michigan-based Mackinac Center for Public Policy, said the smuggling takes place in various forms. In many states, or many cases rather, the smugglers physically transport the cigarettes into New York from nearby states with much lower tax rates, such as Virginia, a longtime tobacco producer with a rate of 30 cents per pack. The smugglers were often used counterfeit tax stamps to conceal the illegal nature of their wares. Henchman said there have also been cases of New Yorkers making their own cigarettes as the kind of the equivalent of moonshine, and there have also been hijackings of tobacco trucks. But on a much grander scale, he says the internet serves a primary role in illegal cigarette purchases. He also says that some Native American reservations sell tax-free cigarettes, and that's why New York State has a long-running dispute with the Oneida Indian Nation.
Now, my understanding is military bases sell duty-free as well. I believe that's still the case. When I was when I was a kid, I remember my dad would get tax-free cigarettes on base.
Sounds like that would be the case. I just don't know, you know, do they put limits on the amounts that you can buy there?
I don't remember there being
I believe
any.
They do.
Yeah, so you probably wouldn't be able to do a very effective business at selling those. But the individual may use those options. And obviously the internet is a good source for individuals to load up on packs of cigarettes. So the cigarette taxes do not successfully, you know, reduce smoking. People still want to smoke. They just find ways around the tax.
I don't know. I'm reading here that apparently 3 million people have given up smoking since 2009.
Well, people are giving up smoking all the time. I don't know if you can correlate it to
the fact claiming that it's related to a hike in the federal cigarette tax rate.
855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control. Bring up what you want. This is Free Talk Live. Your thoughts are welcome.
Alka-Seltzer Plus presents The Cold Truth.
I have a cold. I took NyQuil cold and flu, but I'm still stopped up.
Well, it may treat many cold symptoms, but it doesn't have a nasal decongestant.
Really?
Try Alka-Seltzer Plus Night Liquid Gels to relieve your worst cold symptoms, including your stuffy nose.
Oh, that sounds much better.
And soon, so will you. Alka-Seltzer Plus Night Liquid Gels.
Oh, what a relief it is.
Use as directed, and save a dollar when you visit Alka-Seltzer on Facebook.
Our buyers negotiated the best deals of the season on the best floors, and they're all priced to move at Lumber Liquidators' January liquidation sale. Our best laminates and vinyl wood plank are 20% off our already incredibly low prices. Gunstock oak pre-finished hardwood, one of America's most popular hardwoods, is just $2.69 a square foot. Plus, get special extended financing. These deals will not last. January liquidation sale is going on now, so visit LumberLiquidators.com today and find your local store.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses 3 groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Cigarette smuggler? Sure would love to hear from you. It would be interesting to hear some of those stories. You only really hear about smuggling drugs, typically. Of course, cigarettes are a drug. But most people don't really consider them in the same category. Turns out that 60% of cigarettes being sold in New York State are smuggled in, meaning they're not paying the New York tax stamps and such. We'll continue that story here in moments. Also would love your thoughts on whatever's on your mind at 855-450-FREE. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Daryl.
And Nemi.
Daryl's here courtesy of his website, which is fpp.cc. You can go there and you can follow Daryl's efforts on his podcast. You've got the Freedom Minute that you do once a week, which is your newscast.
Yes, it's a five-minute weekly newscast. And hopefully sometime soon in the future that will become a daily or at least three times a week.
That would be excellent. I know you're doing some fundraising in order to help make that happen.
Yes.
Because obviously it'd be nice to get paid to do a newscast once a week. There's a lot, more than once a week, every day. There's a lot of work that goes into that. You got to gather the news. You got to then write up a script. You then have to deliver it and have to edit it at that point. So it's a process.
Yeah, it's at least a 1.5 to 2 hour effort.
Right. So how can folks contribute to that effort?
You can go to fans.fpp.cc. Fans are friends, allies, and numerary supporters.
Excellent. And I think that you're doing a great job. And hopefully you'll be the first to market. There are a handful of Liberty people talking about doing a daily newscast. And I think the more the merrier, but having one sure would be nice. And Derek Jay, who used to be on the show on Tuesday nights, used to do one. He used to do Free Agents Radio News, or FR33 Agents Radio News, and that is now defunct because he got put in jail, and also the Free Agents site has been taken offline, unfortunately, due to some sort of a hosting mishap of some sort. I don't know what all the internal details are there, but Derek Jay is talking about relaunching his Peace News Now, but it hasn't quite. I think he's done a few test episodes, but I don't know if he's got it up to rolling on 5 days a week. John Bush is talking about doing one out of Austin, Texas, so it'd be great. I know Ernie Hancock was talking about it down in Phoenix, so it'd be great if all of a sudden we had three or four different Liberty Daily, newscasts. And like I said, if we can just get one, that'd be fantastic. So if you want to help Daryl out with that, go to fpp.cc. Was it fans.fpp?
Fans.fpp.cc.
So cigarettes. The story is coming out of money.cnn.com. 60.9% of cigarettes sold in New York State are smuggled in from other states where a lot of, criminals, which, of course, are just individuals who want to help supply a need in the marketplace, and they're willing to break some arbitrary state law in order to do that. Although, of course, along with the black market comes criminality, real criminality, turf wars and people hurting one another in order to make a sale and rip-offs and things like that, fraud.
Yeah, some of these bootlegged or smuggled cigarettes actually do have fraudulent tax stamps.
That's right.
Whereas, that I could see, possibly being an actual crime. But
I don't think I agree it's a crime to defraud the state, because that's, they're an agency of coercive force, and I don't think that's a bad thing to screw them
over.
I'm
just saying how someone could make the argument.
The real
fraud is a crime.
Fraud is a crime, but the real argument for fraud in this case is people selling cigarettes that aren't actually what they're advertised. And that happens in the black market, where instead of actually going down to Virginia and buying a bunch of packs of Marlboros, they'll get some Marlboros from, China. And they look like Marlboros. It says Marlboro on it, but
it says something that looks like Marlboro.
It may actually say Marlboro on it, depending on, how black market these things actually
are. I've seen watches that were supposed to be Rolex that actually said Polex.
Right, or Rorex.
The way the P was formed, one of the hands of the watch came down, so it looks like Rolex. But it was a Polex.
I love that stuff. I love knockoff products. I think they're just so much fun. Some of them are crappy, but some of them aren't. Just because it's a knockoff doesn't mean that it's necessarily going to be of poor workmanship.
True.
It tends to mean that, but it doesn't necessarily mean that. In the case of cigarettes, and I'm sure there's some cigarettes. I'm not a cigarette smoker. Nemi, you are.
Yep.
Have you ever encountered the fraudulent cigarettes?
No. Well, yes and no. I think it's more on my experience deals more with Massachusetts, which is much like New York in that, and it's more with liquor. One of my favorite stories to tell is about Governor Meldrum Thompson, who in the 80s sent out state police troopers because troopers from Massachusetts were coming up to New Hampshire, sitting in the liquor store parking lots, waiting for people with Massachusetts plates to go into the store, buy liquor, and then cross over back into Massachusetts.
But pull them over.
Search the car. And in Massachusetts, you need to pay what's called a use tax. So even if
people give them permission to search?
It's my understanding.
Probably, because I can't imagine that they,
people get
illegal.
Intimidated into.
Right. Well, you don't know what they're carrying out of that store, it's totally circumstantial and not probable cause to search a car, in my opinion.
And once it got back to the governor at the time that this was what was happening, he actually threatened to have the Massachusetts state troopers arrested.
So he claimed that. The governor of New Hampshire or the governor of Massachusetts?
Governor of New Hampshire.
That's
Massachusetts state troopers were coming up to New Hampshire
out of jurisdiction
to take notes on who was buying liquor in New Hampshire, and then pulling them over when they got back to Massachusetts.
Well, they can investigate outside of jurisdiction, can't they? They just can't, arrest or pull someone over.
Yeah, that's one of those sort of gray areas.
Maybe there's a law enforcement officer.
Bad form.
Yeah, well, it's slimy. I mean, maybe there's a law enforcement officer listening who can enlighten us on that one at 855.
Maybe Brad Jordis is listening.
Maybe 855-453. But we have more law enforcement officers than just Brad listening. 855-453 if you want to clear that up. I know that it was not long after I'd moved here in 2006 that there was a news story about Massachusetts state troopers coming up and sitting in the fireworks stores parking lots across the street from them and doing the exact same thing.
Same idea. So I haven't really seen anything with fake tax stamps necessarily, but I certainly have a lot of experience with people who are trying to circumvent taxes from oppressive states that aren't New Hampshire.
Because supposedly you would know, like as a cigarette smoker, if you bought a pack of Marlboros, let's say you're a Marlboro smoker, you buy a pack of imitation Marlboros from China, it's not the same mix, it's not the same chemicals.
I've honestly never seen that happen.
Yeah.
But I guess it could.
Maybe it's because you're living in New Hampshire, there's not very many smuggled cigarettes here.
Maybe
I don't know what the tax is here.
And again, it's the tax is relatively, compared to New York or Massachusetts, it's pretty inexpensive here. But they do definitely come to the cigarette smokers with their hands out when they want some more money.
The Oneida Indian Nation, by the way, in New York, manufactures its own brand of cigarettes called Niagaras. The nation says on its website that it used to make the cigarettes in Buffalo, but moved its Sovereign Tobacco Company to Oneida in 2010, availing itself of a long-settled law that recognizes the right of Indian tribes to sell products they manufacture on their own reservations without interference from state laws. At the time, the tribe said that 15 people were employed in cigarette manufacturing and that keeping those jobs on the reservation will ensure that the loyal customers of the nation's enterprises are able to continue buying nation-manufactured cigarettes at reasonable prices, free from New York state taxes. Representatives of the nation did not immediately answer messages from CNN Money. We'll continue the story here about the cigarette smuggling that's going on in a widespread way in New York state. More coming up. Your thoughts are welcome on what you want to talk about. Free Talk Live.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I've been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
It's time for a home security quiz. Answer this. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $35? Yes, it's Fate TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. It's like a lamp on a timer, but far more convincing. And for only $34.95, Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388. Or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more. All more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com. The big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Injuries, slow healing, aches and pains, constipation, weakness, fatigue are all common the older one gets. The progressive deterioration of the body that occurs almost universally the older one gets can partly to significantly be prevented with conscientious attention to nutrition. If the Hunza men can play rugby in their 90s, then it is possible for everyone in North America to experience a more youthful life as well. One key ingredient to warding off aging and reversing some of it is the type and quality of protein consumed. All protein foods or supplements you currently consume are heat damaged, destroying 50 to 75% of your ability to utilize the bodybuilding amino acids. One World Whey is not heat damaged and allows your body to utilize 100% of the amino acids. This feat no one else has achieved. The results to your health can be amazing. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, toll free number 855-453. Whether you want to talk about smuggling cigarettes, maybe it's something you've actually done. Maybe you're a cigarette smuggler or seller of smuggled cigarettes.
No comment.
855-450-FREE is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And maybe you've been busted for selling smuggled cigarettes, because I'm telling you, there's actually a squad of cops in New York City whose job it is to do cigarette interdiction. They are called the Cigarette Interdiction Squad, if I'm recalling correctly from the story we read many years ago. So maybe you're going to court and you've never been to court before. You don't know what the heck to do. Well, you can go to howtowinincourt.com and you can take the course that is available there. And it's the course for people who don't have an attorney. Maybe you can't afford an attorney. Maybe you don't want an attorney. It teaches you the court's rules, and until you know those rules, you might as well just be fighting in the dark. It works for plaintiffs and defendants in civil or criminal matters in state or federal courts. It's the new and improved jurisdictionary course. HowToWinInCourt.com, written so the average 8th grader can learn it over the weekend. Their brand new website has all kinds of free tools, so go there, avail yourself of those, and buy the course. It costs less than an hour with any good attorney. That's HowToWinInCourt.com. We'll take your calls about whatever's on your mind. We've got Michael listening to the Big Talker FM in Wilmington. Hey, Michael, are we on live there tonight?
Yes. I don't know. I thought I was hearing you on the radio.
Okay. Are you hearing people?
Somebody's on there, but I pulled the number off.
Okay. Well, that's great.
And,
because
I wasn't on that. But what I had heard on this, I just wanted to throw this out there.
Yeah.
I don't know if this was yours. I think I might have pulled the wrong page off my paper here. They were talking about, like, people carrying firearms.
Yeah, that was not Free Talk Live, but you're certainly welcome to comment on whatever you would like. So what about firearms? Go ahead.
What I would say is that, well, they were talking about going in to a family gathering and find somebody, you know, with a pistol on their side, and, you know, how right or wrong was that? Bottom line is that, you know, and they say you don't need it. You don't know if you're going to need it or not, and you certainly don't want to lay it down and have a tendency of walking off.
Well, it's better to have it and not need it than to need it and not have it.
Absolutely.
Right?
But the thing is, when you're in the home, and maybe you don't need it. Everybody there you know, and you know nobody's going to harm anyone. But say you had a home invasion. You never know what it's going to be.
Absolutely.
You might get invaded by aliens or something. I don't want to say the nationalities, but those things said, where I come from, that's normal.
Where do you come from?
Well, I'm on the beach now,
And
they don't even like me wearing my knife when I go out on the boat or when I come back in, but you don't leave it on the boat because it also will walk off.
Who doesn't like it? The cops?
No, the people. What do you got that for? What do you got that for?
They actually say things to you,
I just got off the boat. You don't go out there without a knife. If you do, you're kind of suicidal, I would think.
You never know when Jaws will
attack. You get caught up in a rope going over the side, the best swimmer in the world ain't going to be able to save you. You better be able to cut yourself away now.
You make a good point. I don't think you need to make any excuses for it, though. I mean, if you need to carry a knife for whatever reason, whether it's to fillet a fish, stab Jaws in the eye, or to cut yourself out from a rope, I think that absolutely have the right to do that. Now, I'm taking it that in North Carolina, open carry is legal. Is that right?
Yes.
That's good to know.
You cannot conceal. You can't conceal.
Got it.
Unless it's smaller than 4 inches.
So you can open carry a knife. Can you also open carry a firearm there?
Yes, as long as it's not concealed.
It's tough, man. It's tough to be an open carrier. We're up here in New Hampshire where, that is also legal. And people in New Hampshire are pretty used to seeing that happen. But every now and then you'll run into someone from Massachusetts who freaks out over the fact that they, see a firearm. And I think it's important to do it because that way people get acclimated to it.
Yeah. Well, but bottom line here is they have that law here. That there is a law against it. And here's the law is going in terror of the public. If you scare somebody and they report it, they can literally give you a misdemeanor charge.
Wow.
Most of the officers won't do that, but still, they could.
We had an issue with that here in New Hampshire when folks were starting to open carry. It actually took a memo from the Attorney General's office to the police chiefs around the state saying someone else's alarm or distress at seeing someone open carry a firearm is not grounds for a harassment arrest or a disorderly conduct arrest. And that was how we handled it here. But, we saw a lot of folks getting hassled for open carrying here and just exercising their rights.
Michael, thanks for calling and sharing your thoughts tonight. Anything else you want to get out there?
God bless y'all and yours, and y'all have a great one, and appreciate your time.
Hey, thanks for the call tonight. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. We're going to continue. We will take your calls about anything you want. We've been talking about these 60% of cigarettes smuggled into New York State, and they're being smuggled in various different ways. Some people are literally going and down, they're traveling down south, they're buying cigarettes in bulk in Virginia, traveling back up, sometimes putting fake tax stamps on them and reselling them. Others are purchasing online through
internet
dealers.
Sometimes they're not even going down south, they're going online, they're going to one of the Indian reservations that is in New York State.
And nationwide, according to money.cnn.com, the industry leaders are Reynolds American, a parent of R.J. Reynolds Tobacco Company, which produces Camel, Pall Mall, Winston, and other brands, as well as the Altria Group's Philip Morris, which produces Marlboro, Virginia Slims, and Parliament. According to R.J. Reynolds spokesperson Brian Hatchell, he says that R.J. Reynolds works closely with law enforcement every way we can. However, this is a law enforcement problem. Governments are losing billions of dollars. Money spent on law enforcement will result in an excellent return on investment to the state. Oh, really? I don't know if I agree with that. I think that the black marketeers are a pretty crafty bunch, and you may be able to step on people here and there and arrest someone every now and then, but ultimately the black market will win the day in cigarettes, just as they did during alcohol prohibition, just as they are doing now during drug prohibition.
Especially when it's this high, 60%.
It's shocking.
Cigarettes are smuggled in one way or another. So, there is absolutely no way that they're going to be able to crack down on this.
Now, David Sutton from Altria has a smarter quote here. He says that his company also works with law enforcement to help officers recognize counterfeit products and tries to convince state governments to keep their tax rates within bounds to avoid unintended consequences like a black market. He says a very, very high tax rate in New York creates an incentive for criminal activity to provide product to consumers to avoid paying that high tax. And he is absolutely right on that. Let's go to Neil. He's in New Hampshire. Neil, where are you calling from in New Hampshire?
Calling from Manchester, actually.
Excellent, sir. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, Hey, I heard you talking about New York State and how about 60% of cigarettes are smuggled into the state. I actually have some stats that I was looking at actually just a couple days ago, where New Hampshire leads the nation in cigarettes smuggled out of the state.
About
26.8% of cigarettes sold in the state are smuggled out.
Does that mean that a lot of people are going to Massachusetts or Maine or something like that?
Yeah, I mean, by comparison, right now, the cigarette taxes in New Hampshire are $1.68 per pack.
Mm-hmm.
And in Massachusetts, by comparison, it's $2.51 per pack.
So there's a significant amount of people from Massachusetts coming over. They're going to do their daily shopping in New Hampshire, pick up the cigarettes while they're here, and take them back.
And it's almost $4.50 in New York. Mm-hmm. And what, Troy, New York is maybe 2 hours away from Keene.
Good point.
Yeah. Yeah, I work in a mall right across the border from Massachusetts, so the vast majority of my customers are coming from Massachusetts. It's rare that I see someone from New Hampshire because they're all saving also on sales tax, which we don't have in New Hampshire either. But one thing I found curious was New Hampshire was one of the few, if only, states in recent history to decrease its tobacco taxes. In 2001, it dropped it by 10 cents.
Wow. We need to see more of that.
All these other states are going up, yeah.
We definitely need to see more of that. And this sounds like Neil from FlamingFreedom.com. Am I right about that?
That's right. We're another show on the LRN radio network.
Indeed. It's a LGBT-oriented liberty show, FlamingFreedom.com. Great program. Thanks for the call tonight, Neil. Appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE. You may take control of the airwave. Share your thoughts on cigarette smuggling or whatever's on your mind. You may take control. This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE.
If you have a cell phone mainly for security and convenience and hate paying for minutes you don't use, then let's talk about Consumer Cellular, the wireless service designed to save money for people who aren't joined at the hip to their cell phones. Our plans start at just $10 and save most people $20 to $30 every month. You don't have to prepay or sign a contract. We even send usage alerts so you can avoid getting charged for overages. And you can change plans anytime without penalties. It's easy to make the switch. When you pick a new phone, the shipping and activation are both free. And we're so sure you'll love our service, it comes with a 100% risk-free guarantee. If Consumer Cellular sounds like your style, get this. We're also the exclusive wireless provider for AARP members.
Simple, flexible, value-priced cell phone plans. Call Consumer Cellular at 1-800-337-7121 and ask about discounts for AARP members. That's 1-800-337-7121. 1-800-337-7121.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
As the economy continues to falter, one thing continues to grow. Crime. Burglaries, theft, and home invasions are the fastest growing professions. Confrontation is never the goal. Prevention by keeping them out is. MySafeDoor.com can help you take away their access by properly securing your doors and windows. Protect your family today. Visit MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com. Or call 888-960-2946. That's 888-960-2946.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. Whether you want to talk about cigarettes or guns or knives, you can bring up anything that you'd like here. 855-450-FREE. Still, sure would like to find somebody who's involved in cigarette smuggling. It sounds like there's probably some interesting stories. I mean, anytime you're doing black market activities, there's always something interesting that you can talk about, whether it's a close call with the police or getting ripped off or... Who knows?
You know, the statute of limitations have probably run out now, so I will admit that
really
in 2010 I did assist someone in smuggling a fairly sizable amount of cigarettes from Missouri here to New Hampshire to be sold during the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
Outstanding. Oh, I'm glad that you helped that person out.
That's... They were purchased from a reservation in New Mexico and brought up here to New Hampshire.
Did they sell out?
Yes, they did.
Excellent. 855-450-FREE is the number. You can bring up anything that you want. Coming up, the sovereign citizen movement is in the news again. What is a sovereign citizen? Well, we'll give you the media's answer to that here in a moment, and then what the real story is. But first, we go to Jim listening in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Jim.
Hello. How are you guys doing today?
Great. What's on your mind tonight?
First of all, I want to start by saying that I love you guys. I've been listening to you guys for a really long time.
We love you too, Jim, even though we don't know you. At least I'll say that I love you, Jim. I don't know about my co-hosts.
I think you can speak for all of us.
Okay, that's good.
Well, I appreciate it, guys, and I appreciate what you guys do every day. I appreciate it.
Thanks, man. So the Love Fest is over. Let's talk about issues.
Right on. Either way, so recently at work, I have been dealing with this thing to where my employer has been leading me on to believe that I will not be getting paid for the work that I have been doing last week. I was just wanting to see if anybody else has been dealing with this or anybody knows anything on what would happen. I mean, I've contracted my local workforce commission, and they've pretty much just told me I'm SOL until they do something bad. But, I mean, they've been making me sign a lot of really weird papers and stuff like that. I've been using the under distress under behind it, but I've been very concerned that I'm going to get ripped off. What do you guys think?
What area of Texas are you in?
I'm at the very corner, very peak. It's a little town nobody knows of. It's in the Panhandle.
So let me see if I've got this straight. You're saying that the employer is telling you you're not going to get paid, but you have to come to work, and it's over a certain time period? I'm still a little confused.
Right. Well, okay, the issue is I'm working for a big company. It's actually fairly good size, but it's locally owned by one of the people that has stuff here. I don't know.
Are you an employee or are you a contractor?
I am an employee. I have filled out all the government papers saying that they're taking taxes out and everything like that.
And for how long have you been an employee?
It just recently happened. I just recently got the job on Tuesday.
Okay. So you got the job Tuesday, you filled out all the paperwork, and you've been told, when were you told about you're not going to get paid?
Well, it's been slipping in. I mean, she's been using this term that I don't really understand, and I've asked her several times, what does it mean? She's been using this, trial period on me.
Okay.
She says that at any time she can cut me loose and she doesn't have to pay me. And I'm saying,
really?
Wait, what? I mean, I don't understand the situation altogether. And every time I ask her about it, she doesn't really talk about it. She leads on to something else completely.
The place that's going to have the answer for you is your State Department of Labor. Anytime that you're going to have somebody who's trying to mess with you on your hours or your pay, that's probably the place you want to start. So what you want to do is call them. Now, granted, I know we all here don't like the government and we don't like advocating for the use of force. But I also don't want to go without food or shelter. So, you know, if you want to find out what the rules are in your jurisdiction, that's where I would start.
And I did. I did call them, and they told me that I was SOL until something actually happens. They told me that they can't do anything. They're not going to intervene until I have officially been not paid.
Yeah, it sounds like one of those things to where they're probably just holding the first week of pay. I used to live in Texas, so I'm a little familiar.
I'm sorry. Even if it was that, though, I haven't even been told when I'm supposed to get paid. I haven't been told my wages. She hasn't been keeping up with my hours. I mean, it's obvious stuff. She doesn't ask me when I clock in or when I clock out. There is no time schedule. I am not doing anything to keep track of my time other than me. I've been keeping track of all my time. And, I mean, she hasn't asked me when I've been working for the same person, but they own the same two properties, right?
And this is it's a big company?
Well, it's a large chain that's ran locally.
How many other employees are there?
Quite a few.
Have you talked to any of them and asked them what their experience was when they first got the job?
Well, they've said that it is typical that that sometimes people will get ripped off. I've actually heard that these people in town have a large case against them for doing this to several other people. I don't know what the course of action would be other than to wait and do...
What kind of job is it, if I can, you know, inquire as to that?
Of course. I do maintenance work for a large hotel chain, and they're well-known.
Well, I mean, I find this, you know, disturbing that you say you filled out all the paperwork, you got this job, they're saying, well, you know, we may not have to pay you if this and this and this, and you don't have any evidence that you've been working beyond your own notes that you've been taking. I mean, it seems weird that a large hotel chain wouldn't have a clock-in system. I mean,
it seems very sketchy.
Very shady, yeah.
So they do?
They do. In fact, I've asked several times, you know, should I clock in? And I've been told, no, I'm keeping track of your time. And I'm sitting here going, wait, what? That doesn't make sense to me. Why are,
that is
why
weird.
Are you keeping track of my time?
So are you getting paid for the time that you've worked?
I hope.
He doesn't know. He's only been there for 3 days.
It could be one of those things where it's a two-week training trial thing.
I would be that seems like an unbelievable claim that they could just simply say, well, you're on a trial period, so we don't like you and we're not going to pay you for the time that you've been here on a trial. I mean, that seems really wrong.
Right. I would agree.
I don't know.
They
probably
slipped a clause into some of the papers that they've had him sign.
I did check them. I mean, I was very vigilant on making sure. In fact, I knew the paperwork better than the manager did.
Do you have copies of that paperwork, or are they all in the office?
I wish I did.
In New Hampshire, you're entitled to photocopies of anything that is in your employee file. So, again, this comes back to really knowing what the laws are in your jurisdiction and being willing to advocate for yourself. You know,
I'm sorry.
So
I
would definitely suggest, you know, I understand you've talked to the labor board and they say they can't really do anything for you until you've actually been wronged or you haven't been paid for work that you've done. Best thing that I can say for you is learn the labor law in Texas and advocate for yourself and just don't put up with this sort of thing.
Thank you, Jim, for the call tonight. Good luck. Let us know what happens if you get the chance to call us with a follow-up. Thanks for the call tonight. 855-450-FREE. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Now, well, what would things be like without the labor board? I mean, Nemi, it disturbs me whenever somebody says, oh, well, rely on the state. They'll take care of you here.
No, I understand that, certainly.
So, I mean, what other options would someone have if there weren't some kind of state agency to which one could go and, you know, complain? Because a lot of times these state labor boards are used to screw over employers.
Right.
I mean, I've heard these stories from people in management where they'll have some awful, awful employee, and they'll give them the axe because they're awful, mm-hmm. and then the employee comes back with a lawsuit because there's some stupid law that, you know, guarantees them X, Y, or Z, some kind of employee's rights, which basically allows them to totally screw over the company as a result of, you know, well, I was fired, and I have a right to a job, and I have a right to this, and a right to that. So, you know, maybe now and then it actually does help against a real bad employer, but I wonder how often these laws are being used to screw good employers with bad employees.
Okay, how about good employees with bad employers? Because I've been on the flip side.
That's what
of
I
that.
Said. I'm sure there certainly, are examples of that happening.
Certainly been on the flip side of working for disreputable, dishonorable people and not really having a recourse. Mm-hmm. What would you do in that situation? So, yeah, I appreciate your question. I would certainly ask you, too, what would you do? If your employer is ripping you off, A, you stop working for them, of course. But how do you go about making yourself whole or getting your compensation?
I would like to see more private arbitration, you know, absent a labor board or, you know, some sort of workman's comp, unemployment insurance sort of situation that we have now. I tend to think that there would be more mediation and arbitration sort of services.
Sure. You know,
there are certainly a few here in New Hampshire.
Well, and add
and
to
would
that.
How would you enforce that?
Well, you would enforce it through the marketplace, through, you know, through having reputation. And there's no reason why businesses shouldn't have reputations as good or bad employers, and that there shouldn't be some sort of an agency out there, a private group, that tracks that reputation. And we can come back and talk more about it. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You take control. Hour 2's next. Free Talk Live.
Quantum vibes. It's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibes.com from Big Head Press.
Are you in trouble with the IRS? Tax Debt Relief Centers wants to give you a free consultation to give you real relief. We know your rights. We know how to get you maximum relief. If you owe the IRS or state $15,000 or more, call us for a free, no-obligation consultation. We can help with liens and wage garnishments. Get freedom. 800-714-9653. That's 800-714-9653. Help is here. Call 800-714-9653.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.